You're listening to episode 55 of the Sustainable Parenting Podcast, and today we're going to talk about what it means to suffer with a purpose in parenting. Now, many people think this feels a little odd, out of place. What are you talking about? I love my child. I want this child. Then my child's amazing. Why would I think of any time with them as suffering? But here's what I mean. We can get in rhythms with our kids where we want to avoid any sort of upsets. We don't like when they start crying and tantruming or arguing and pushing with us. And so we start to avoid the things that cause them to be upset. And then people come to me with those issues and say, like, this is like making me not enjoy parenting. And I say to that person, it sounds like you're suffering in circles, and we need to get you on track where you're suffering with a purpose instead. Not sure how or why or what I mean. That's what today is all about. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Sustainable Parenting Podcast. Let me tell you, friend, this place is different. We fill that gap between gentle parenting and harsh discipline that's really missing, to parent with kindness and firmness at the same time and give you the exact steps to be able to parent in ways that are more realistic and effective. And for that reason, finally, feel sustainable. Welcome. What it means is, first of all, if you have frustrations with your kids, like they don't sit at the dinner table or they don't eat anything, and then they're snacking all evening long because they didn't eat any dinner and they're starving, or you have had times that they just are often fighting in the car with each other, or you find that you're trying to get out the door every morning just involves 75 reminders and nagging and repeating, or you have to just do it for them. You've tried to initiate chores, but it just like so much whining and complaining that it's like, fine, you just let it go. Or they beg so much for TV or video game time or games on a phone or iPad that you end up just not wanting to have another battle. All of that is suffering in circles. You are frustrated, and yet the solutions of how you're handling it are never making it better. It's like Groundhog's Day. How come again we're battling over tech time? How come again we're battling over the what you need to eat for dinner and what you can eat in the evening? Again, about how you're handling things with your sibling. Again, about what you are upset about in the car and you're screaming at me. Why are we in circles and circles again and again? If you can relate to any of those examples, friend, you are suffering in circles. That, let's face it, there is suffering in parenting, and there's some suffering that we can't avoid. I'm going to say, again, we love our amazing kids. Don't get me wrong. All I ever wanted was to be a mom, and it's my favorite thing that I get to do in the world. And I'm going to be honest, there are parts that include the feeling of suffering, like changing diapers again and again and again. And right after you just changed a child into their nice last outfit that you have, and they have an explosion everywhere and you have no clothes left to give them, we can't avoid that kind of suffering. We cannot avoid the suffering of needing to carry a child around until they're able to walk, and how that hurts our back and that hurts, you know, in our lifestyle to have to take strollers everywhere. There's many areas of parenting with struggle that we cannot avoid. What I want to help you with is the parts of parenting that are hard that you actually can avoid. And here's the biggest myth that I see people doing. They stay stuck suffering in circles. Why? Why are they suffering in circles? Because they are focused on the wrong P word. Why are people focused on the wrong P word? Because somehow, I don't know how this got into so much of our language, we think that if we are struggling with our kids' upsets and their way that they're pushing against our boundaries, that we are the problem, that somehow we need to change and be either more permissive or more patient. Now, friend, I know that you're probably telling yourself, yes, I do think I need to be more patient because otherwise I'm yelling at them. And no, I don't want that to be where you end up. There is a third option. It's not patience, permissiveness versus explosions. What will help you to have less of the suffering in circles is to start suffering with a purpose. That middle place is that you understand how you want to kindly and firmly have clear boundaries, kind and firm, clear boundaries, and you start being consistent about agreements in advance, follow through, and what your clear expectations are of your kids, and you start to see a difference. Now, don't get me wrong, it is hard to be consistent. Absolutely. It is hard to remain kind and firm. There's probably some part inside of you that's like, I don't like being as firm. It's hard for me because I see them upset about it. Or some part of you that's like, it's hard to bring in kindness and have to like talk about feelings. I just want to say, do the thing and have them do it. So I get it. It is hard. It takes effort to change our habits and grow wherever we're lacking so we can be kind and firm at the same time. But it's so worth it, friend. That's suffering with a purpose. Putting that work in, as one mom said, man, it's just so nice now that I've got this kindness and firmness. Bedtimes are so much more enjoyable because I notice I'm not feeling guilty trying to make up for the blowing up at them throughout the day. Me and my husband have made agreements in advance together and we both follow through. And even though those times when the kids are upset about our follow through, we have been able to support each other more. We used to step on each other's feet, taking over each other's decisions. And he'd be so exhausted from work. And I was exhausted from being with the kids all day. I didn't want to have to make decisions, but now we're on the same team and it's gotten better. The kids are listening better. That's what Jenna had to say. So there is a difference. Why do we end up suffering in circles for so many different reasons? Usually it's that it's hard to be really kind, or it's hard to add the firmness. We struggle in one of those areas, or it might be that it's hard to be consistent. We can make a ton of excuses for ourselves. We're tired. We're overworked. We're overscheduled. Yes, all of those things are true. And we have to find some way to be more realistic in how we set boundaries so we can follow through consistently, because that's what creates change. If you've struggled in knowing how to do that, you just read a bunch of stuff that feels super unrealistic, friend, you're in the right place. That's what I love to help people with: sustainable strategies that are simplified and really, truly realistic in your real life. And if you'd like to connect with me to discuss what that would look like to be able to suffer with a purpose in a real simplified, strategic, sustainable way, so that you get into more joy and ease and cooperation, reach out. There is a clarity call link in the show notes, which is the show description for this episode, or also you can go to my website, sustainableparenting.com. But friend, I want to encourage you today, if you are frustrated with ways that you've been suffering in circles, today's the day it can end. The components that are missing is that you have to know how to be kind and firm and consistent. That will involve a little bit of suffering, but it will be suffering with a purpose that gets you to a better place instead of consistently, repeatedly suffering in circles. Maybe suffering in circles has felt like what Nathan described, where he said, man, we used to just be suffering in circles where I'd always have to come in and feel like the bad guy because my wife was sort of coddling the kids. And both of us were really frustrated with each other and frustrated with how the kids kept pushing her or screaming at me. And now we haven't had a meltdown in such a long time. Our night routine is like day and night difference from what it was. And we're so grateful. We're even having time together. Or maybe you're like Lily, who said, I couldn't believe what a difference it made when I suffered with a purpose to change our kids' tech rules so that they were detoxed, because they were always so emotional after the amount of tech time that they were having. And it took some suffering with a purpose, but boy, now it is so different, the level of kid, the sisters playing together, and how they don't get so emotional with me because I suffered with a purpose in terms of tech. Side note, friend, if you want some ideas about how to decrease tech time, check out episode 53. Maybe you feel like Jess, who was in a place where her toddler was basically holding her hostage. She didn't want to go anywhere in public because he would have such meltdowns and hit or push her, scratch her, that she was embarrassed. And so she would avoid going to public places or often have to leave early, suffering in circles because she didn't know how to end that cycle. And she said, now I notice being able to be more firm and kind with him, having the agreements in advance and using Flora's tools, we are not avoiding anywhere. And my in-laws even noticed a difference in our son. And even the other day when we were at a restaurant, we were complimented by the people sitting at the table next to us at how well-behaved our toddler was. Now, it took work. It took intention. It took effort and stepping up and saying, it's time to make a change. And that's what Jessica, that's what Nathan, that's what all of these parents did, is they found a way to say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to suffer with a purpose and not put it off. That also makes me think of Abby, who said, I don't know why I waited so long. I considered stepping into parent coaching 6 months ago. And now that I finally did it, we have seen dramatic changes within just weeks with our four homeschooled kids. They are not blowing up at each other. I'm feeling more connected and we're working as a team. And it's because of the effort and changes that I've had to push myself in making. So friend, this is possible for you too. It's called suffering with a purpose. And I'm so glad that you found this space that is going to encourage you to do that, because it's worth it. All right, friend, if you have comments about this, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out, flora@sustainableparenting.com, or in one of my social media channels, YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. Until next week, have a wonderful time learning and practicing how to be kind and firm at the same time, so the parenting finally feels sustainable. Talk soon, friend.